Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1165. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we are up to in the writing. Shir number 317, 317. Okay. Now, the question is, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom. The question is going from one's house to a porch. We spoke about in a closed porch, whether it's a porch or a balcony. Okay, so one does not, if it was closed, we said in general, we said almost all the place can basically say it's like another room. Closed, the roof and everything. Now, but what about now somebody's eating shahakal or hadama or ha'eit, and the porch is open. It's an open porch, right? There's no roof, whatever. It's just a gate or whatever the case is, but you're going outside. So how does that work? So some place can hold at the porch or the balcony in front of the house or in the back of the house, whatever it might be, is would have the halacha of just another room, basically going from room to room. But the problem is that there are other poskim that hold that, no, that once you're going outside and it's not enclosed really, there's no, it's not like a roof type of thing. It's an outside porch or balcony, maybe in the front, maybe in the back. They'll hold that from inside the house to a gated off balcony or porch, without a roof. It's just like going to a garden or a yard. We spoke about in the past, if somebody goes to their outside yard or outside garden, enclosed, you know, but then they were poskim who wanted to say that that would be a question of shinoi makom, unless they go there all the time, you know, they make the barbecue, a grill, or whatever the case is. So that would apply according to many poskim. It would be running into a problem if it has the same halachas of a garden or a yard, according to those poskim. In other words, those poskim wanted to say that it's just like you're going basically outside. And if you go there, you would need another bracha in the garden or the yard or so on. So the same thing by your porch. Now, as far as the poskim who wanted to say, if you go there all the time, like to do grills and barbecues, so that it's like room to room, so that will be fine according to them. But according to those poskim who say it's not like that, so now you have a issue of remaking a bracha, possibly according to those poskim. So therefore, one should be careful, lechatchila, not to go out from the house, into a porch or a balcony that does not have a roof in the middle of eating, while they're eating. Shahaklo adam o'eitz. Of course, if it's a moitzi amazonos, if you went and you went out, there would not be any shinoi makom over there, obviously, like we've learned in the past. Now, the question is, what about b'diavad? So I went out. What do I do now? Good. Lechatchila, I shouldn't go out. Machlokes it's a poskim. Now, what do I do? I went out. Should I remake a bracha? I went out to the balcony or porch. I had to go see something. So b'diavad, if one taka did go out from inside the house, onto a porch or a balcony, so then one should not make a bracha, because obviously it's suffik brachas lahakol. We've spoken about many times in the past suffik brachas lahakol, and one does not remake the bracha. It's a straight up machlekes. Now, it is brought down, these from do bring down the lachas brachas, Rabbi Weisfeld, the Eiser Sefer Eiser lachas in Zion in Simukov Ayin Ches. The Sefer Zayisa Bracha, Da 56, Aizvav, and so on. So they do bring in general that if there is a pressing need, B'shasat Chak, somebody for whatever reason does have to run out, it's hot, they need just fresh air a minute, they have to go check something, one of the children getting off the bus possibly, so they have to go out and, you know, whatever, go out to the porch and make sure whatever, you know, he's getting off or whatever the case might be. But if there is a need, or somebody delivering a package, you want to tell the person, put it here, put it there, you want to just go out on the porch and, you know, talk down to them, you know, from the porch, you know, telling them what to do instead of going outside of the house. So then if there is a pressing need, these firm do bring down the b'shasat chak, there would be definitely what to rely on, again, if the need does arise, because in fact you do have those paiskim that do say that, you know, that it still would have a halacha of a room, even though it's an open porch. And of course, Rav Scheinberg, as a chassadik lebracha, who held in conjunction with the grill and the barbecue, if you go there out there anyways too, and you're using it, so you know, here and there, whatever the case is, so it's sort of like another room anyways, even in the yard, he held like that. So be it as it may, there is what to rely on b'shasat chak if one did have to run out. But of course, lechatchila, since it is a valid machlokes, once it's an open porch, if it's a closed porch with a roof and so on, like we spoke about yesterday, so then that's according to everybody pretty much that it's another room. But if it's a mamish, an open porch, even though it's gated off or whatever, so it still has a din of a yard or a garden, like some poskim, and therefore it becomes a machlokes, even though some say it's fine, but it's machlokes, and lechatchila definitely one should be careful not to go out. B'shasat chak, if they are stuck and there's a pressing need, there is what to rely on. And of course, obviously, if if one did go out, one would not remake the bracha again because it affected Suffolk brachas l'hakol. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.